The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies and leaves a wife with no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers, and the first married the woman, and he died, leaving no descendants. And so the second brother married and died, leaving no descendants, and third brother likewise. And all seven had no descendants. Last of all, the woman died. After the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife shall she be? For all seven had been married to her." And Jesus said, "Are you not misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, neither marry nor will be given in marriage. They are like the angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living.' You are greatly misled." The Gospel of the Lord. These readings are interesting. They give us some small insight into the patriarchal culture of Semitic life in the Old Testament and through the Gospels. As we know, the Gospels were written by men for men. I wonder what the Gospel might look like if it was written by a woman. But the Gospels were written in a Semitic culture which was highly patriarchal. So you have taking us back here to the Torah, and the Torah said that if a man dies without leaving a son, not a daughter, a son, then his brother must marry the widow and raise up a son so that his progeny, his lineage, will be continued. That was very important. It was important that a son would be born so that the lineage and the name would be enduring. So this question comes to Jesus saying, it appears in that first reading from the book of Tobit. The book of Tobit is worth reading. It's a short story, and it's fascinating. I know they're painting the pastoral center now, but perhaps they will put back, there was a Della Robbia up there on the wall, as you come into the parking lot up on this wall, perhaps they will put it back after they're finished painting. And that was the image of Tobit and his journey, and he is protected by the angel Raphael. And there's an image there of the angel and Tobit. And it comes from this incident we're looking at here, for Asmodeus, the evil spirit, tries to destroy Tobit's mission, and Raphael protects him. It also deals with Sarah, the daughter of Phanuel. What this tells us is that we're caught in what the scripture scholars called a certain tension, anthropomorphic tension, we call it. And that is, we're looking for human images, which are very limited, to explain divine, spiritual, infinite concepts. And therefore, we have this notion that marriage will be in heaven as well as on earth. And Jesus says, there's a life of the Spirit, that somehow we have to surrender to the life of the Spirit, surrender to mystery, surrender to a place beyond our knowing. This is the great act of faith, that there is a divine providence beyond our control and beyond our knowing, and we're constantly looking for human ways to express something which is beyond expression. And that's the teaching of this gospel today, that they were reduced to a patriarchal culture that said, this is not just in this life, this is enduring reality. Jesus says, there's a spiritual reality beyond our knowing. It's mystical, it's infinite, it's eternal. And it's very difficult to get human language to explain the eternal and the infinite. However, the manner in which we find the expression and the living out of our faith is through human images. Therefore, we are left with the whole journey of faith that says we have to use the human experience to somehow begin to find a reflection of something which is beyond our knowing, which is infinite. Keep in mind that following both readings today, there is a divine providence that watches over us. There's a journey of life which is mysterious at times, which is heavily burdened at times, which is conflicted at times, but somehow we have to stand back and look at it in a very large context, somehow with a faith which believes in eternal life, and look at it in a broad perspective to understand the mysterious unfolding of divine providence in all the experiences of life. That's the great act of faith. We are in the hands of a provident God who loves us with an infinite love. We pause now for a moment of prayer.